This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line momentarily where you can join us on this very special day.
It is special, isn't it?
It's like New Year's for stoners.
Or Christmas, or all of them rolled up into one.
Something got rolled up for sure on the steps of the New Hampshire State House where me and Heather were earlier. The me is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
I'm back.
She is back. Yeah,
we missed 2 weeks. It feels like forever.
It was 2 weeks, wasn't it?
Yep. Because I flew out on a Thursday, but I was supposed to. I was only supposed to be gone for like 4 days. So you guys all know because I called in one night when Ian was.
So for people that don't know, where were you?
Oh God, I was chasing Adam Kokesh around D.C. pretty much because he ended up getting arrested outside the White House.
What kind of a heinous crime did he commit?
Oh, God.
He sounds serious.
He killed a bunch of people. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. No, he got paid for that.
He made an inappropriate comment to the TSA back in, like, 2015. And
that's not why he got arrested in D.C.
He was given a citation for making an inappropriate comment.
Okay.
And that citation ended up getting, like, disputed. And so
he missed a court date.
He was given a court date. He didn't go to the court date because he's on the other side of the country. But then after the missed court date, he got a letter from the TSA stating that they basically, their internal investigation, the wording of the language within the letter had said, like, you may have done something that disrupted airport security that day,
right,
but we're going to reduce it to a warning and stay out of trouble.
So this is akin to the people that wind up getting arrested where the only charge that winds up sticking into trial is resisting arrest.
Right.
You didn't do anything wrong. We shouldn't have arrested you, but
we got to come up with something.
You should have helped us put the handcuffs on, so resisting arrest.
It's basically like the equivalent of getting a parking ticket that you don't pay, and then the state ends up like prosecuting that parking, because it's not even a misdemeanor. It was a criminal citation out of the Baltimore airport.
It's more akin to you get a parking ticket, you're given a court date, you forget to show up for the court date, or you otherwise, you know, just don't show up, and then the officer that wrote the ticket saying,
a warrant.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have written the ticket, but you still have the failure to appear because you didn't show up to court.
Right. So I was confused by the whole thing, and I asked you somewhat facetiously because I did read up on this a little bit, but the letter that I read made it look like we looked at this and there's really nothing to do from here. And that was after he had got a court date?
No, yeah,
that was
but
after
see, the
he
thing
missed
is,
the court date.
So one of the many places that I went when I was there was like the state attorney's office in Maryland. So they're the ones that was like prosecuting him and for this failure to appear. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I went there and she explained to me that the TSA that this whole thing originated from is separate from like the MDTA or something, which is like the police. I forget what it stands for. But
Maryland Transportation Association or something.
Okay,
like that. Yeah, of course. It's
so
a federal
those
agency.
Police, the MDTA, are the ones that issued the citation, not the TSA.
Did he ever?
So the TSA's letter to him is from the TSA's own internal investigation where they could have civilly charged him with a set amount.
Sure.
So their own internal investigation, which is what the whole thing is about, you know, they're the one that pushed a little button and said he did something worth warranting the MDTA to come over there and issue the citation. But because the MDTA wrote the ticket, it has nothing to do with the TSA. Basically, the TSA would just be a witness at that point.
This just reminds me of how efficient our government can operate.
Right. So the entire thing is, again, because he missed a court date.
Yeah.
So, for something where he never should have been given a court date, but they didn't decide he shouldn't have been given a court date until after he missed the court date.
It just doesn't matter, Daryl. He needs to show up.
Yeah, this is the worst part about it, though, right? Is there we are going to Washington, D.C. to protest these drone strikes over, you know, the ones that the president illegally did without seeking congressional approval, which is against the law. I mean, we saw this back in 2013 when Obama tried to do it. And
Well, he didn't just try, he did.
Yeah.
And then 2009 and 2015 and, every year, and 2016.
26,000 bombs later and how many cruise missiles.
In 2013, over 100 members of Congress wrote a letter to Obama saying that he needed to seek congressional approval before doing something like an act of war like that.
And he didn't listen to Congress? Oh, my God.
And they didn't impeach him either.
They did not impeach him.
My issue is, like, where is Congress now? Because we were there protest. Like the whole reason we did this protest is because we, you know, Adam had gone online and he looked at, like, the Iraq Veterans Against the War and Veterans for Peace and all these other different organizations to see, okay, who's protesting Donald Trump? And it just seemed like there was... Other than I think it was like Answer Coalition or something like that.
Right.
And as someone else, there was really nothing going on. So we're like, oh, let's do this, you know, protest. And we get there and within, you know, 15 minutes of being there, Secret Service is like, are you Adam Kokesh?
Part of the reason I'm not like a party guy anymore, and I spent decades in the Republican Party, and I've not joined the Libertarian Party or any other party after I left the Republicans, is it's Congress behaves one way when there's a... And it's a Republican Congress, has been for quite some time, but they behave totally differently when there's a Democrat in the White House versus a Republican in the White House, and it shouldn't be that way. You should be holding your oath to the Constitution, irregardless of who's holding the executive branch, and they don't do it, and it frustrates me to no end. You know, of course I applauded them when they brought up the constitutional issues against Obama. Yes, good to go. But now it's like, okay, we got a Republican in there, so we can't talk about that anymore.
Right.
Yeah, it's really a different attitude.
You know, if you go back 20 years to when, you know, the Republicans in Congress actually wound up doing this unheard of thing of balancing the budget.
Right.
Although, you know, there's arguably tricky math that was being used to say that the budget was balanced. But then George Bush got elected president in 2000, and then what happened? I would say they spent like drunken sailors, but that would be offensive to drunken sailors, because once they run out of money, they stop spending.
Right.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, there's a Republican Congress and a Democratic president, and the Republicans didn't even attempt to balance the budget. They never attempted to even pass a budget.
Yeah, so I guess it just underscores that D.C. is more about playing games than it is actually getting things done or doing at all.
Even, I wouldn't even call those games.
They're like reindeer games.
Yeah.
No, but it was a, like, cluster fudge, since we're on the radio.
Nicely done.
Like, it was bad, right? Like, so Cape Cod, where I'm originally from, the government there, it's like... It's terrible, but it's, like, smaller scale, so, like, localization, right?
Right.
I saw firsthand trying to get answers in D.C. when he was arrested, like, just how impossible it is to get anywhere there. It's like every man for himself, right? Like, once the Secret Service picks you up and he's hauled away in that van, it's like you're in the belly of the beast and no one's getting to you. And it doesn't matter where you go, who you ask, like, the government agencies there, like, whether it's the clerk's office or the people at the jails or the people you call on the phone, they all blatantly lie to your face. Like, I got lied to, literally lied to, and they don't care because they can do it. And there's no recourse. There's no person to call because you call someone to report them and they lie too.
Sure.
And the whole thing is just like no one cares.
Right. And the one thing I will point out is this. If you are an activist, if you have made it your mission in life to forward your cause and you're ruffling feathers along the way, it doesn't matter if you're a liberty activist or any other type of activist. Mm-hmm. The government knows who you are.
Yes.
They will follow where you're at.
Yes.
And if they've got anything that they can pin you, pin on you and grab you and yank you off the street, throw you into a black van and speed out of there, they will do it. Adam Kokesh is a good example of that. And that should worry people of every political stripe. This is a tyrannical government.
Yeah,
and has been for a long, long time. Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it's about tyrannical governments, activists getting arrested by tyrannical governments, or people getting warrants for refusing to show up to a court case they never should have had. All of that is welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-5978. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-5978. That's 1-800-976-5978. 1-800-976-5978.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog, but you've not been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck because HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-per-week, over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, visit HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. We've got Liberty Lover calling in on Skype. Liberty Lover, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey,
doing well.
You?
What's on your mind?
Good.
I'm good. I was having a debate with a buddy earlier, and I wanted to know your thoughts. He was telling
42.
Me that... Huh? Oh, sorry. I was having a debate with a buddy earlier, and he was telling me that drug dealers technically violate the non-aggression principle because he argues that pushing drugs that can harm your body is considered aggression. What do you think of that?
Okay, so there's sort of a lot to uncover there.
Does he consider fast food an act of aggression?
I would have to ask.
Because, you know, they've been...
It's debatable.
Right. So you've got your drug dealers that will only sell one substance and one substance only, and they're not pushing that substance onto people.
That's the word that caught me was pusher. If you're pushing, then it means that you're encouraging the use of...
Right. And then you've got the people that they're like, you know what? I know I'm facing time anyway, so I might as well just try to make as much money as possible and sell all the things. And, oh, well, I'm out of the thing that you want today, but I've got this other thing that'll get you really, really high.
Right.
And, you know, so the people that say weed is a gateway drug, they're talking because of that to where, you know, you might go to your dealer and the dealer's like, well, I don't have any of that, but I've got this other thing. And I was actually listening to, because... I'm a nerd, was listening to the New Hampshire State Senate discussing some therapeutic cannabis legislation earlier today, and one of the senators made the comment about, you know, people say, well, weed is a gateway drug, and Liberty Lover, I'm going to turn you down here because I can hear you on your keyboard.
Sorry, I'll mute it.
The claim is, you know, weed is a gateway drug, and this senator said... The same thing could be said of alcohol. Because how many people that are now using heroin or some other hard substance drank alcohol before they were 21 years old?
Or ever had alcohol.
Another thing is I know somebody from Boston who got hooked on heroin because of opioids. Oxycodone.
Sure.
Types of pills. And, you know... What I want to know is why is heroin, you know, illegal, yet for some reason doctors can prescribe these massive amounts of opioids to people?
Because doctors pay money to the government to get licensed to sell and practice, is what it comes down to. They have the license to sell drugs. They're licensed drug dealers. That's what they are.
Morphine.
You can get drugs as long as you know a doctor. That's what it comes down to.
You can get prescriptions for morphine.
True.
And... As I understand it, heroin is basically the it's one of the compounds in morphine. So, like, once your body, you know, sure, dissolves it or whatever, it has the same effect on the body as morphine. So, yeah, you know, you can legally get that from a doctor. So the question is, and we can ask the same question about cannabis, why is it illegal in most of the country, but in a lot of the country, you can get a prescription from your doctor?
Yeah, and I want to go back for just a second, too. I'll give you my feeling on the original question, and right, that is pushing drugs a violation of the NAP. I think if you're...
The NAP being the non-aggression principle, which is...
Go ahead, Darryl.
The underpinning of libertarian philosophy.
Sure, which basically says you should be able to do whatever you want to your own self or your own body as long as and exercise your rights in any way that does not violate the natural rights of somebody else.
Yeah, and I don't think in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, so if the question is because these things are dangerous, does that make it a violation of NAP? I would say no, because gasoline's dangerous. You know, you can huff gasoline and
walking down the street is dangerous.
Yeah, so there's,
I know from a caller in New Mexico that reminds us of those statistics every time she calls in.
I think the point is yes, and if things are misused, then almost anything can be dangerous.
Yeah.
There was a lady who died from drinking too much water on her radio contest call-in show. So,
oh, yeah, that was the Hold Your Wee contest.
Yeah, for win a Wee if you hold your Wee. But,
yeah,
but the point being is, yeah, it's there's to me, the NAP non-aggression principle is also very much about self-responsibility and being responsible for your own actions.
Well, I appreciate the perspective. I guess I'll say it in the words one of my great idols once said, everything should be legal as tomatoes.
Thank you very much for the call, Liberty Lover. And you can call in and sound as good as he did by using Skype. Username is lrn.fm. So let's actually change gears here a little bit and I
did want to say one last thing about my experience there in D.C. was that, and this is like a real eye-opener, right, is that like when Adam was originally arrested, he was arrested at like 12 o'clock-ish on a Monday, and then he went before a judge at like 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. Like, within that entire time, they didn't feed him, which to me is like one of the most like disgusting things to think about, like them treating a human being, right, that all because of allegedly making an inappropriate statement, like, do we not have free speech? I'm sorry. Like, how do you go from making an inappropriate statement and then this system sucked him to spend almost a week in jail and go over 24 hours without food?
They give him water?
I have no idea. Like, yeah. I can send him a text and ask him, but I know for a fact when I had a visitation with him, he had told me that, and I'm like, at first I'm like, dude, I really hope he's joking, because that's like going to like worry the the heck out of me.
He could always spend money to hire a lawyer to wind up, you know, getting them to say, oh, we're sorry that we violated your rights.
Right. Or sue him for $10 million and settle for one.
$1?
probably what you would get suing the government. But, yeah. That is obscene. I agree.
I don't know. It's just sad. Like, inhumane treatment of people, you know? When he was just there trying to make the world a better place, protesting war.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there's some really good news, possibly, about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies we'll tell you about. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And today has been kind of a historic day, and I'll explain exactly what I mean. The New Hampshire State House, a couple of months ago, wound up passing a bill to exempt cryptocurrencies from money transmitter regulations. That bill went before the New Hampshire Senate today, where it also passed, meaning that the New Hampshire legislature has now passed something into statute saying that businesses that conduct business solely in cryptocurrency are exempt from money transmitter regulations.
So let's talk a little bit about what that is, because we may have some new listeners that aren't familiar with even what the heck is a cryptocurrency, Daryl. Come on.
A cryptocurrency, and actually the term that they use is virtual currency, or convertible virtual currency.
Sure.
Meaning that it's something that, it's not a physical currency, so, you know, U.S. dollars, Canadian dollars, Chinese yuan, Venezuelan bolivar fuerte. Those are all things that you can hold in your hand.
Right.
virtual currency is something that exists solely online.
Like, for example?
Bitcoin is one.
Bitcoin's probably the most best example that most people are familiar with. And, but there's lots of others, too, right?
There are. And I want to point out the reason that they use the term convertible, because Second Life dollars also exist solely online.
Right.
The difference is you can't use an exchange to convert your Second Life dollars into, you know, physical currency.
Is Second Life still around?
I believe so.
Really? Are you familiar with that, Heather? Or was that
Second Life?
Second Life was this virtual world.
Oh,
you log in and
create
an avatar and walk around.
There was another one called There.
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah. It's like There.com or something.
Yeah. But interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, there are some virtual currencies that are not convertible.
Right.
So the ones like Bitcoin that Chris, you and I both accept for businesses that we run.
Nice.
And you do. You have a nifty little machine that sits in your store where people can put dollar bills in, and they get Bitcoin back on their phone.
There's no wand involved. But through how these things work.
There could be a wand.
There could be. But yes, you could come into our store in Keene, New Hampshire, and you could bring in cash, and it could be converted into Bitcoin and then sent to your Bitcoin virtual wallet. So it's kind of slick.
So the article here from CoinDesk says senators in New Hampshire have passed a bill that would exempt digital currency traders from money transmission regulations, advancing the measure to the state governor for signature. HB 436, which was first filed in mid-January, aims to create an exception from money transmission requirements for persons conducting business using transactions conducted wholly or in part in virtual currency. And I believe that text was changed to say solely in convertible virtual currency. So it's not as broad as it could be or should be.
But it's probably still one of the best cryptocurrency protection laws in the country.
Yes.
That's absolutely clear.
The proposal drew both supporters and critics, grassroots advocates on one side and state officials like the New Hampshire's chief banking regulator on the other. And in a vote early last month, the state House of Representatives passed the measure and sent it to the Senate. When reached, Senate representatives told CoinDesk that the bill earlier today passed by a 13-10 vote and now goes to the governor for signature.
I want to bring up 2 points about this story, which I think are really important for people out there to understand. Number one, regulators regulate.
Yes.
And it is in their own best interest to come up with new things to regulate. And when there started to be some talk about Bitcoin and things like that, the New Hampshire banking regulators immediately came forward and said, oh my gosh, think of all the opportunities to cheat and scam people out of their money because we aren't allowed in there to regulate. So we've got to push for regulation. And that's what they want to do. And the second thing I want to bring up is the absolute undeniable power of activism.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about this more, I have no doubt, but my experience with this goes back close to a year to when they started having, they put together a study committee in the Senate to talk about this issue. And those banking regulators showed up and they said, well, we've got to regulate because all these evil, horrible things could happen to normal, ordinary people. And you had a dozen or more liberty activists, people who were actively concerned about this, show up and offer testimony. And at the end of that day, one of the senators said, you know, I just can't see any reason for us to regulate this.
Yeah.
And more to the point, I think I'm going to put in some legislation that might protect this.
Yes.
None of that would not have happened if it hadn't been for dedicated activists who went down there.
Was that the day that we all spoke?
No. This was 6 months.
It was last summer.
Yeah.
Commission to Study Cryptocurrency Regulations.
Right.
Wait, what was that one, though, recently?
That was about this bill.
Me, Daryl, Ian.
Right. That was the Senate committee hearing on this bill.
Right.
What Chris is talking about is the commission that was created last year to study regulations.
Right.
Because two years ago,
right,
there was one bill that would have exempted cryptocurrencies from regulations. That bill was amended to create a commission to study. There was another bill dealing specifically with money transmitters that wound up being amended to include virtual currency as being regulatable.
Now, who were those people that were sitting right near us or whatever? Were they
those were the banking commissioners.
Yes.
They were on that committee?
They came and testified.
There was a representative from the banking committee on the commission to study cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
And she was saying, we need to regulate this. And there's actually an amazing quote that I definitely want to dissect here, that one of the banking commissioners, Jerry Little, said while arguing against this bill, quote, I think the fundamental question here is, do you want the FAA examining the plane before it takes off, or do you want them looking for black boxes after the crash?
Oh, please. Oh, my gosh.
Chris, you and I have both done things in the aviation industry.
Okay.
Right? Didn't you work for the Air Force or something?
No, I was in the Army. It's not even close.
Okay, well, the Army has airplanes.
I've flown on planes, and I stayed in a Holiday Inn Express
Can I give a little shout-out to my friend Yolanda?
No shout-outs allowed on the show.
I just did it. Hi, Yolanda. So, I love you.
I will mute you. So, I did work for an airline. Mm-hmm. And I thought that when you were in the military, you did something with, because you did things with satellites, and satellites get launched
I didn't fly up there and work on them.
Right, but I still thought you did something with airplanes. So there's a huge error in what he's saying here. He says, do you want the FAA examining the planes before it takes off or looking for a black box? Well, newsflash, the FAA does not examine airplanes before they take off.
No.
Do you know who does?
Pilots.
The pilots
and
the ramp agents.
Sure.
Because we've got to make sure that there's no damage to the plane when it comes in.
Probably in your best interest to do that.
We've got
to
make sure that we did not damage the plane while it was sitting on the ground.
Yeah.
It's the airlines that do the inspections and the examinations, FAA agent.
It's so funny you say that, because when I was sitting on one of my planes coming back the other day, and I had a window seat, and I was looking out, and I was like watching the guy go around the planes, and I thought of you, Daryl.
Right.
Remember you telling me that.
Right. I testified as such in the hearing, but of course, CoinDesk didn't mention any of that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But they do mention that, you know, basically it was only the regulators arguing for regulation. Everybody else said free the Bitcoin. Well,
nice.
Free all of the virtual currencies. And apparently there's ones that we don't even know about that we should. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's talk nutritional supplement for a minute. And then we'll get back into the Bitcoin discussion. But over 60% of Americans take a nutritional supplement, and for good reason. Nutrient depletion of our soil, coupled with dependence on processed foods, has left most people deficient in essential nutrients. But where do you start? If you visit a naturopath, you'll likely be told a cheap vitamin or mineral just doesn't cut it. You also need probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, and other nutrients. By the time it's all said and done, you're buying 5 bottles of products and spending $150 per month. If this is a situation you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multi-Complete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multi-Complete has been quietly providing what the big guys want, the perfect blend of 7 supplements in a single product. They've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplemental program. Visit Simplify My Supplements to learn more. Enter coupon code FTL and receive 30% off your first order. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And they accept Bitcoin. Now, there's a little bit of a process to go through. You have to send them a message on the Bitcoin payment page. Tell them in that message that you want code FTL to receive that 30% off for the first order. And there's free shipping on orders of $60 or more. That's SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL. And we are talking about Bitcoin and virtual currencies because, well, New Hampshire's legislature made history today by, according to the article here at CoinDesk, doing what no other legislative body in the country has done, and that is to take a step towards deregulating cryptocurrencies.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the bill would exempt from money transmitter regulations those persons conducting business in virtual currency.
And I do want to bring up how important this is. So you have, in essence, a marketplace out there where potential cryptocurrency companies and blockchain companies could land.
Mm-hmm.
So they could go and they could open up in Silicon Valley where they have very, very high taxes and lots of regulation.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could try to do something in New York, which is an even bigger hurdle for regulation. And then you have New Hampshire, which actually rolled back anything that could possibly get in their way of conducting business. They removed the ability for government to interfere in a startup. Mm-hmm. This is big news to me, and I'm just very proud of New Hampshire yet once again for doing things that are common sense.
What? Like, I know here in New Hampshire, we have, like, 3 Bitcoin ATM machines, right? Where people...
There are 5.
There's
and
5 now?
None of them are ATMs.
They're all...
ATM meaning, you know, automatic teller machine, meaning that money can go both ways.
Right.
The machines in New Hampshire are Bitcoin vending machines, meaning
okay.
that it only, you can only purchase
gotcha.
Bitcoin. You cannot sell Bitcoin to
yep.
this machine.
So that is one way to obtain it. What about people that live in other states that are listening that they don't have those? How do they get Bitcoin if they want Bitcoin?
Well, first, I'll just say you can go to Bitcoin.com. That's probably the simplest thing to say. But there's also localbitcoins.com. There's Coin ATM Radar that shows you where the various Bitcoin vending machines are in your area. But Bitcoin.com would be the preferred starting point to get all kinds of information.
Yeah. But the long and the short of it is because Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer mm-hmm. Currency, cryptocurrency, you know, if you have some Bitcoin, Heather, and I want to buy it from you, and you're okay with selling it to me, we just, you know, both of us open up our Bitcoin apps on our phones and say, send Chris, you know, $10 worth of Bitcoin because he's that
and
nice
you can
of a
hand
guy.
Chris, $10 worth of beef jerky.
Right.
Well, that's
or
funny because, like, my only Bitcoin experience came from getting a $10 gift from somebody of Bitcoin from Bruce Fenton, actually, at the Massachusetts Libertarian Convention. So he was demonstrating, he was the banquet speaker, and he was talking about Bitcoin. And so he's like, you know, someone can download this coin wallet onto your phone. It's this simple. You just download this app, and then you push a little button, and that little, what's the code called?
A QR code.
QR code pops up on the screen, and then he just, poof, touches it, and then there was $10 in there, and that, like, doubled over the course of, like, 1 month, and I was like,
now
whoa.
I got $20.
So I'm getting, like, you know, free French fries at Local Burger every week.
Right.
Just
exactly.
for my interest.
That's one of the
on
stores in Keene where you can walk in and use your Bitcoin.
Yeah.
It was kind of, like, surreal to me, though, because it's like, you know, for you guys who you've been dealing with the Bitcoin stuff for a while now, for me it was like, whoa, I've got, like, this Bitcoin stuff, and I'm walking into a restaurant giving somebody something other than a dollar,
right.
and I'm getting
what
goods back.
Right.
It's like, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah, I can say that I was into Bitcoin for a couple years. But it was a couple years before I ever actually got to spend it. And the first time I ever spent it, I had come to New Hampshire to look around and see if we really did want to move up here. And I ran into George, you know, Mandrick's.
Mandrick, former, I believe he was possibly a co-host at one time on Free Talk Live, best known for making baklava and
what is
selling
baklava?
It for...
Baklava is like a Greek... Greek?
It's a Greek dessert made with phyllo dough, honey, and nuts.
Yeah.
Ooh,
really crazy good.
Yes.
But George made this insanely great baklava. And I was up here, and I'm like, I've got Bitcoin. He's got baklava. So I'm like, I hooked up with him through his website, and he's like, oh, you're in town. Cool. Just swing by. And yeah, so I went over there, and I bought baklava with Bitcoin. That was my first Bitcoin purchase.
Mine was sweet potato fries. Baklava sounds better, though.
So
it's all good.
The article from CoinDesk about the news in New Hampshire earlier today says that during a hearing earlier in the month, representatives from both the New Hampshire Banking Department and Department of Justice argued against the bill. Their testimony was in sharp contrast with both grassroots supporters and the bill's sponsors in the House, who argued that the exemption would benefit the state in the long run. And it definitely will. Removing regulations winds up benefiting everybody.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't wind up having this middleman that steps in the way and says, I'm sorry, sir, but you can't do that without my permission, even though I have nothing to do with this transaction.
Right. And I will say this, if you're a stock guy, you know, or a stock person, and you follow the market and things like that, there's a lot of venture capital money flowing into blockchain technologies and cryptocurrencies. You see it every day if you're reading Entrepreneur, if you're reading Inc., mm-hmm. all these things. There's articles all the time. So, you know, when you're talking about $20 million, $50 million going to a company and the company's trying to decide where to go, hey, maybe it's New Hampshire now.
Hopefully. So let's go to Skype. We've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Ah, Brother Daryl. Good evening.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
Hey, got a question for you, you guys and girls.
Thank you.
Now, I remember Daryl a good long time ago, last year, sometime in 2016. Do you remember speaking about the soda tax there in Philadelphia?
I do remember speaking about that. And there was mm-hmm. one of the distributors that wound up giving a quoted price of, he sells the, what ultimately winds up being, several hundred glasses of soda sells for about $60. The tax that the city of Philadelphia wants is $57.60. So he had to increase the price to cover the tax. And the mayor said that he was price gouging.
Right. Well, the reality is what it comes down to at a couple points. Point number one, now I smoke like a stack. A lot of people don't know that about Ricky from the Commonwealth, but it's now known.
Now we have, America knows.
Well, you know it now. Now, the fact of the matter is, I was there the day it happened. Now, prefab, you can kind of question that, but now, loose tobacco, that's like taxing oregano. There was 100% tax here in PA on loose tobacco. But the real gist of this, where I'm going with this, and there's one on alcohol that goes back to Hamilton's day. I'm old enough to remember it. You know, as far as when it went, they tried to put a tax through, and then, you know, people freaked out. Well, they already got it. It's a small one. But I'm going somewhere with this, ultimately, if I may.
All right, hold that thought. Maybe grab a piece of paper, jot down some mental notes. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.